Christ greater than Moses. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 3. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Now we come to Christ being greater than Moses. The scriptures say this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. To the Jew, Moses was one of the highest honored, for he was the means of deliverance from their captivity and the mighty exodus that took place. He was a heaven-sent prophet to them and delivered them from the greatest adversaries and slave drivers and brought them into a glorious liberty. But Christ is worthy of more glory than Moses, because he was sent directly from the Father, begotten into this world, and his name meant he shall save his people from their sins. Moses, representing the law, could not save them from their sins. Moses could only bring them to the promised land. He could not be the glorious deliverer perfectly and completely as Christ is. Moses, representing the law, could not save them from their sins. Blood would have to be shed for them to be saved. To make the statement to the Jews that Christ was worthy of more glory than Moses was very powerful and would make them take notice. Consider this in John chapter 9, verse number 26. Then said they to him again, "What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?" Then they reviled him and said, "Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is." So then those who are from the house of Moses revere him. But Christ hath more honor, for every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. Christ is God in the flesh, and he came, and Moses, representing the law, could not bring them into the promised land. Moses must die on the mount. He must die on the edge of the promised land. Moses could see the promised land, but that Joshua must be risen up, and our Jesus must have come to bring us into the promised land. He is greater than Moses. Moses was our schoolmaster, representing the law, to bring us to Christ. Christ must save sinners, or they will never enter into his rest. He is worth more glory than Moses. But we are of the house of Christ, and Christ as a son who is over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm to the end. You see, Christ is perfection. Christ was complete deliverance. Christ never failed. He was the perfect deliverer, for he delivered us perfectly into the glorious rest of God. Where Moses could only bring us to the edge of the mount and a fearful, fiery, and quaking that the law would give us and show us our dire need, it brought us to the feet of the mount. It brought us to the feet, the foot of the promised land, but could not bring us into the promised land. Only Christ could satisfy the law. Only Christ could be our great deliverer. And that's why Christ is greater than Moses. For he is God, and he built, and he built all things, and we are of the house of Christ, if we are in faith by Jesus Christ.